This year, 2016, is the 20th anniversary of TJC in 69 Sunrise Avenue.
今年2016年呢，是我们在这个69号 Sunrise这个地方成立教会20周年的纪念。It has been
20 years since this chapel was dedicated.
就是说，这个会堂呢，从建堂到现在已经有20年之久了。So
time really flies.
看起来时间真的过得很快。20
years ago, how old were you?
那20年前你究竟有多大呢？
20 years ago, where were you?
20年前你在哪里呢？
But no matter what has happened, 20 years after, we are still here.
无论发生什么事情，20年以后我们今天还在这里。So
this is the grace of the Lord.
这就是神的恩典。That
we have been kept in His grace and protection.
我们都被神保守在他的恩典里面。
So today's Sabbath day, the church will specially commemorate and have the special thanksgiving services about the 20 years anniversary of our dedication.
那在今天的安息日，我们就特地的有这一个纪念69号 Sunrise成立20周年的一个纪念。
I would like to use the topic for my morning sermon, The Paths Drip with Abundance for Mutual Encouragement.
那今天跟大家来讨论就是底下自由的路径。Let's
turn to the book of Psalms 65.
我们看诗篇第65篇。The
book of Psalms 65 verse 11.
诗篇第65篇的第11节。Psalm
65 verse 11.
诗篇65篇第11节。You
crown the year with your bounty and your path drip with abundance.
你以恩典为年岁的冠冕，你的路径都滴下自由。This
is a very beautiful prayer.
这是一个非常美丽的祷告。And
also painted a very beautiful picture.
而在这里也绘画出一幅美丽的图案。That
in this life we live day by day, month by month, and year by years.
就是在我们这一生里面呢，我们每一天、每一月、每一年的这样子过去。How
do you live your days?
你怎么过你的生活呢?
Many people live their day with a very gloomy and grim and very negative thoughts and emotions.
有些人他们每天所过的生活都是乌云满布，都是觉得非常的不开心的。
When they wake up, they complain about, well, why I have to wake up so early?
当他们一起床，他可能会说，为什么今天要那么早起床?
They complain about the weather.
他们可能会投诉说今天的天气不好。
And then they complain the traffic.
投诉说这个交通不好。Complain
the boss.
然后也会投诉说自己的老板不好。Complain
about the colleagues.
或者是投诉说自己的同事们不好。
When they go home, they complain about their family, their children, their spouse.
回到家又会投诉自己的另一半或者是自己的孩子不好。
So every single day, some people are full of complaints.
所以呢，有些人他们每一天都是充满着投诉。
And then they get angry.
而且也充满着愤怒。
And then sometimes they get disappointed.
有时也充满着失望。
So they don't like their days.
所以他们不喜欢自己的生活。
And the more the longer they live, the unhappier they become.
那活得越久就越不开心。
Even though they are in Christ.
虽然活在是一个基督徒。
But seldom you hear them say the word of thanksgiving.
可是却很少听到他们说出一些感恩的话。
But then another kind of Christian.
可是又有另一种的基督徒,
their heart, every day, they're so happy.
他们的心里面每一天都非常喜乐,
not because God gave them a lot of money or live in a very big house.
并不是他们喜乐，并不是因为神赐给他们很多钱，赐给他们大的房子.
Not because that everything they do is very smooth.
也不是因为他们手上所做的一切都非常的顺利.
Sometimes even you can see difficulties and tribulation in their life.
有时我们也可以看到，在他们生活当中也遇到很多的困难.
But why are they joyful?
可是为什么他们却能如此的喜乐呢?
Just like King David, in his life, he was never smooth sailing.
就好像这个大卫王在他一生里面也不是平坦的度过。
But he was able every single day to remember God's grace in his life.
可是在每一天的生活里面，他却能够去纪念神的恩典。
And the more he remembered, the more he feel life is sweet, God is good.
他越纪念越多，就越觉得神 实在是让他有这个甜蜜甘甜的生命。
In verse 11, he described that God crowned the year with the bounty.
在第11节他说,神以恩典为年岁的冠冕。
2016 already 9 months passed. Now, today is October already.
那2016年9个月已经过去了,今天是10月1号。
Has God crowned your years with special grace in your life?
那 神有没有在你的年岁上以恩典来冠冕你呢？
If you counted it, if you really look into it, actually there are a lot of grace, a lot of bounty.
如果你去回头思想，去数算一下，其实啊，真的是有很多的恩典的。
And of course, if you read on, it says your path drip with abundance.
然后啊，再接下来他说你的路径都滴下自由。
Can you imagine in the past people make olive oil? They press the olive and get oil.
我们思想一下啊，在以前的时代，那些人他们啊榨这个橄榄油。
And then after they have the oil, they put into the container and the cart to move it.
然后他们把那些橄榄放在这个车上，然后再推走。
And the oil, the whole container of oil, because so full to the brim, that when you move it, when the cart is moved, it's because shaking a little bit, right? Too full, so the oil can drip on the cart and then from the cart to the ground.
因为那些油桶都装满了这个橄榄油，所以当他们在推这个车的时候，那些橄榄油就溢出来了。
So when you look back, when you look back the trail, the where you have trod, where your path is, you see, the mark of the oil drip on the ground.
所以当他们回头看的时候，都看到在路上有很多油滴在路上的那一种痕迹。
If our life is full of God's grace.
如果我们的生命是充满神的恩典。
And you look back, wow, that's how I went through it.
那如果我们回头一看，就会发现原来我是这样子过的。
I couldn't believe I make it.
那会觉得哦，真的很难想象我竟然能够到今天这一步。
I couldn't believe that even though life was so tough, but today,I'm still alive and I'm still happy in God.
想不到原来生活那么的困难，可是借着神的恩典，我今天还能够过到这样子的生活。
I couldn't believe that I didn't have much, but God never let me be in lacking or in want.
虽然我拥有的不多，可是却神却没有让我有缺乏。
So in this moment, every single day, especially in this moment, we have to think about how we have went through the path that drip with abundance.
所以呢，每一天我们都必须要回想，我们经过那个路径啊，都是滴满了神的恩典。
And sometimes we have to think, if not because of God with us, where will we be at this moment?
甚至我们需要这样子去想，如果不是神的缘故，今天我们会在哪里呢
？What kind of abundance or path of drip with oil that God has bestowed to us?
那神给了我们怎么样一个滴满自由的路径呢
？Especially for the past 20 years that we are here.
尤其在过去这二十年，我们在这个地方。
No matter personally for yourself or as a church, we still have to think back.
无论是我们的个人，或者是教会整体，我们都必须要去回想。
Let's turn to the book of Psalm.
我们看。
103
诗篇106篇
103
诗篇106篇对不起103篇
The book of Psalm 103
诗篇103篇
This psalm really reminds us that what is the abundance that God has given us in this path
诗篇103篇在这一诗篇里面告诉我们在这里实在是描述了神如何的施加他的恩典
Verse 1
第一节
Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being. Praise His holy name.
诗篇103篇第一节，我的心啊，你要称颂耶华，凡在我面前的也要称颂他的圣名。
This is very important. Every day we have to praise the Lord.
这是非常重要的，每天我们都必须要称颂神。
You have to praise it out, and you have to use your mouth to say it and sing it, but have to be from your soul.
我们要用口去称颂神，可是这种这样子的称颂必须要由心发出来。
Now, this is psychological phenomenon, but it's very true that whatever you say out every day affect your mind.
这看起来是有一点心理战术，可是呢，这是实在的，就是每天我们从口里面所说出来的会影响我们这个大脑。
The more you complain, the more unhappy you become.
你越投诉越多，你整个人就越不喜乐。
The more you curse, the more anger you have in your heart.
那你心里面咒诅更多，你心里面那个仇恨就会越发增加。
And then affect your health, affect your body.
然后会影响你的身体，会影响你的健康。
Affect your mental state.
也会影响你整个情绪。
But if the more you say thank you, no matter to people or to God, you feel different.
那如果你越讲更多感谢的话，无论是对神对人，你会发现你是有些改变的。
If in your house you're not in a good relationship with your family member,
如果在家里面跟家人没有好的关系
，most likely you check yourself, you don't say thank you that much, you don't appreciate whatever people you do to you that much.
那很多时候，如果你审查一下自己，会发现原来你对别人所做的一切，你都没有那么的 感谢。
You only demand people, but you don't say thank you.
你时常向别人要求，可是却没有向他们说感谢。
You check yourself, your relationship with your wife, your husband, your children. You can check how many times you say thank you.
自我审查一下，在家里面对于自己的另一半，对于自己的孩子，有多少次我们在说感谢的话
？How many times you appreciate them?
有多少次我们真的是很在意他们？
But how many times you have criticized them?
可是却有多少次我们在批评他们？
Maybe usually when they do good, we don't say anything.
有很多时候他们做到一些好的事情，我们却不出声。
Because you think that they're supposed to do it.
因为你认为他们应当这样子做。
They can even do it more.
他们应该做得更好。
But if you see something wrong, or immediately you criticize.
可是当他们做错了一点点小事，你就即刻的要去批评他们。
Or when it's not up to your standard, you question, you ridicule.
或者是如果还没有达到你的要求，你就赶快会指出来。
No wonder that your relationship with everyone beside you is not that great.
所以呢，理所当然，你跟周边的每一个人的那个关系就是不好了。
But the most important relationship with in our life is your relationship with God.
可是，在我们生命里面最重要的一个关系，就是我们与神之间的关系。
The Bible tells us, no matter what happened, no matter what is the situation, you just have to praise Him.
圣经告诉我们，无论处在什么情况之下，我们都必须要称颂神。
Even though at the moment you are not doing well,
甚至是在我们的生活不是那么好过的时候，
even though now
也当如此。
You are in a time of test,
甚至是我们落在试探之中，也当如此。
You still have to praise Him from your soul.
我们还需要从心中来称颂神。
Because the moment you praise Him.
因为在我们在称颂神的时候
you will have strength.
我们就会得到力量
and God will hear.
那神也会垂听
and He will be pleased.
那他也会喜悦
Here tell us why we have to praise Him all the time.
这里告诉我们为什么要常常称颂神呢
Verse 2
第二节
Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits.
我的心啊你要称颂耶华不可忘记他一切恩惠
Sometimes we cannot praise God because we think that God hasn't done enough for us.
有时候我们不能够称颂神，因为我们觉得神，对我们做的不够。
God has fallen short of my expectation.
因为神比我预期的做得更差。
How can I praise Him?
我如何能够称颂他呢
？That's why I have to complain. I have to want more.
我需要跟他投诉，因为我要更多。
But the Bible says no. God has already done good for you.
可是圣经告诉我们不是这样子的，神已经为你做了一切。
Only for whatever He does in the past, you just have to praise Him non-stop every single day.
所以呢，在过去他所为你所做的一切，你只要做的就是感谢称颂而已。
What we have to praise Him for?
我们要称颂他什么呢
？Verse 3
第三节。
Who forgives all your sin?
他赦免你一切的罪业。
This is the biggest grace that God has given us.
这就是神赐给我们最大的恩典。
If you sin against someone or if you offend someone, you'll be really worried. You'll be really having uneasy feeling.
如果你得罪某些人，可能你心里面觉得非常不好过。
If you did something wrong in your company, your boss is unhappy, you'll be very frightened.
因为在比如在公司里面，你做错了事情，你的老板不高兴，那你会整天都很担忧。
Will the boss fire you?
你会担忧说老板会辞去我吗？
Oh, then you really worry.
那你会觉得非常的
忧虑。But your boss saying, "Okay, I know you make the mistake. Okay, give you a chance to improve. Next time, don't do it."
那当你的老板跟你说，我知道你犯了这个过错，可是我现在原谅你，你以后不要再犯了。
And when you go home, you can sleep.
那你回家你就可以安眠了。
If somebody you love, you offend him or her, you also worry.
那如果一个你爱的人，可是你却得罪了他，你心里面也是非常担心的。
But if he or she willing to forgive you,
如果这个人他愿意的原谅你
，your heart has peace.
那你心里面就有平安了。
So, brother and sister, think about this. What is God's grace in our life?
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们想一下，神的恩典是什么
？His God's grace is He has already forgiven our sin. That's why we are here.
我们只能够今天在这里呢，是因为他已经赦免了我们的罪。
Actually, look at us. Who are we? What we have done all kind of bad things before.
我们看看自己，审查一下，我们是什么人呢？都是做了很多错事的人。
We saw fall short of glory of God.
我们其实真的是亏欠了神的恩典。
But God loves us so much.
可是神却如此的爱我们。
He just decided to take us back and remove all our iniquities in the past.
他愿意接纳我们，赦免我们以前所犯过的一切过犯。
Last Sunday. We have water baptism.
上个星期天我们有这个洗礼。
I didn't go there, but I saw the picture. Everybody was so joyful. The weather was good. The water was warm.
我没有去，可是却从照片上看到很多人都很高兴，很喜乐。当天的天气也非常的良好。
And why they are so happy?
为什么这些人那么的喜乐呢？
Because we see the soul being reborn, and they were accepted in Christ.
因为他们看到一个灵魂已经重生了，而且被神所接受了。
We have one little baby was baptized, and her grandfather, grandmother.They live in Trenton, like 400 kilometers from here. They specially travel all the way to witness this water baptism.
有一个小婴孩受洗，那么在400公里以外的公公婆婆都到来去参加这个洗礼。
They are also very, very devout Christian.
他们也是很虔诚的基督徒。
They know that baptism is very important.
对他们来说，这个洗礼是非常的重要。
So for us, do we value that this is God's grace for us?
对我们来说，我们是否有看重这是神的恩典？
God loves you not because He blessed you with a good job.
神爱你不是因为他要赐给你一份好的工作。
God loves you not because He give you a good family only.
神爱你也不是只是赐给你一个美好的家庭。
Or make you earn good money.
或者让你赚很多的钱。
This is very, very secondary.
其实这些都是很次要的。
You don't even need to believe in Jesus to be blessed in physically or materially.
那如果你要得到这些属肉体、属物质的祝福，根本就不需要活在基督里面。
Many people doesn't believe in God, but they still live a good life.
很多人不相信耶稣基督，其实他们的生活也过得非常的好。
At least physically.
至少在物质上是如此。
But what makes his path full of abundance and grace?
那是什么让他的路径充满底下的自由呢？
He forgive our sin.
就是他赦免我们的罪。
Today if you own credit card company money,
今天如果你欠了这个信用卡公司的钱，
They are not going to cancel your debt.
他们不会去就是一笔勾销你的你所欠他们的钱的。
Few months ago, our family make the credit card payment one day late and overcharge $200 interest.
几个月前我们家人因为迟了一天还这个信用卡，他就罚款，罚了我们$200。
And I call back.
那我打电话给他们。
By the way, this is President Choice MasterCard.
这个是 President Choice 的那个信用卡。
But I think every company the same.
我相信应该是每一间都是一样的。
I just pay one day late. It's not deliberate, right? It'sWell, we are long-time customer, but just one day late, you're not supposed to charge me $200 just for one day.
我跟他们说我是你们长期的顾客，而且呢，我只是迟了一天付钱，你不应当就这样子罚款罚我$200。
And then the lady, the agent on the other side of the phone is very calm. Say, whatever is charged is charged, cannot change.
那对方的那个女士呢，非常平和的对我说，她说已经罚了的钱就是罚了。
It's true. This is a society, right?
这就是今天的社会。
You owe someone, you owe someone.
你欠别人的钱，你就欠别人钱了。
You cannot get away with it.
你不能够逃跑。
Yeah, but we owe God so much.
可是我们欠神那么多。
Why He can take away our debts?
为什么他却能够赦免我们的罪债
？In the world, only your father or your mother can possibly do something like this.
我相信在世上只有你自己的父母能够有这样子的胸怀。
That you owe your father so much, you owe your mother so much.
如果你欠你的父母很多
，Don't say that. Oh, every month I pay my mother $500 rent. I live there. You know, I give her money.
你不要说每个月我住在家里面，我付给我的妈妈$500这个租金。
Whatever pay your parents can never repay their love.
其实你所付的钱都不能够回报他们对你的爱。
God loves us so much, the Bible tells us.
圣经告诉我们，神爱我们那么多。
Love us to the point that He's willing to die for us on the cross.
神爱我们一直到他愿意为我们在十字架上舍命。
Only if you believe in Him.
唯有当你相信他
，You receive water baptism.
当你接受他的洗礼
，Your sin can be washed away.
你的罪才被赦免。
And every time after you do something bad, you pray, you repent, God remove your sin again.
每次当你做错事情，你跪下来在神面前悔改祷告，那神呢就会赦免你的罪。
And your heart feels peaceful.
那你的心就觉得很平安。
And that is the one most wonderful grace of God.
这就是神奇妙的恩典。
If every single day we remind ourselves of this, that we are so joyful.If we remember God's grace like this,
如果我们每一天这样子的去思想神的恩典呢，我们的生活就会非常的喜乐。
Because God has forgiven our sin,
因为神已经赦免了我们的罪。
Now, if you want to exercise, right, you join the fitness club. I think every month you have to pay a few hundred dollars.
那如果你参加这个健身院，那我相信你每个月要给好几百块钱。
If you join a golf club, country club, the good one, you have to pay thousands of dollars every month.
如果你每要参加一些非常高级的那些高尔夫球俱乐部，可能你每个月要给几千块的会员费。
But how much did you pay that Lord Jesus Christ forgive your sin?
可是主耶稣基督赦免你的罪，你付了多少钱呢
？None，
没有。
It's given free.
他是白白的赐给我们。
That's why, because it is free, so many people have overlooked it.
就是因为是免费的，所以很多人就不珍惜。
But the Bible tells us every time, remember the path that drip with abundance.
可是圣经告诉我们要时常回想那抵过自由的路径。
I think for the most of us among here, sitting right here, for the past 20 years, if you were not born into the church somewhere else, then most likely that you were baptized in Toronto TJC somewhere before.
我相信在过去二十年，如果你不是在这里出生的，
Let's show a hand. How many of you were baptized 20 years in the past 20 years in this church? In this church, raise your hand.
我们看一下，数算一下多少个人是在过去二十年在这里洗礼的。
Raise your hand. So much. It's okay. Don't look around. If you were baptized here in Toronto Church,
谁在多伦多教会受洗的
？Raise your hand. See how many people are here? Wow, so many, right? Wow. Wow. Thank God.
我们看到很多，感谢神。
This church was established here. You came to listen to the truth, and you received water baptism in Cherry Beach. I think with Cherry Beach, right? From day one, we did it there.
那因为你来到这里听福音，然后在这个 Cherry Beach 那边洗礼。
And this is God's grace on us.
对于我们来说，这就是神的恩典。
And even if not in Toronto.
虽然不在多伦多
，but somewhere else, back in your hometown, back in your own country.
或者是有些人不在多伦多洗礼，可能在以前的国家洗礼。
You call on the name of the Lord, the blood of Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, wash your sins away.
你还是奉神的名，借着耶稣基督的宝血洗净你的罪。
So shouldn't we be thankful every day just because that God has forgiven my sin?
为了这个原因，难道我们就不能够每天的感谢神吗
？God, I thank you. No matter what happened, you are the one who redeemed me.
我们感谢神，无论发生什么事情，你都是那拯救我的神。
And then continue to read verse 4.
我们第四节继续读下去。
Psalm 103 verse 4.
诗篇103篇的第四节。
Who redeemed your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion?
他救赎你的命，脱离死亡，以仁爱和慈悲为你的冠冕。
The second thing that we just have to give thanks, not because God gave us things,But rather is God has allowed us to still breathing and living in this moment.
另一个我们能够感谢神的，并不是因为神赐给我们物质的东西，而是神还让我们今天存有生命。
You never know what's going to happen next minute.
因为你不知道在下一分钟你的生命将会发生什么事。
But at least we are still alive here.
可是至少今天我们还活着。
For past 20 years.
在过去二十年
，In the world, how many people has lost their life has passed away?
在过去的二十年，有多少人他们失去了自己的生命
？But for God, who still allows us to be living in this moment, in His house, in front of Him.
可是今天，神让我们还活着的，坐在他的圣殿里面。
At least He redeemed our physical life.
至少在这个肉体的生命上，他已经救赎了我们。
One thing about Toronto is very special. Toronto True Jesus Church. We have a lot of miracles happen here in the past 20 years.
其实多伦多教会是一个很特别的教会，因为在过去二十年，我们有很多神迹奇事都发生。
If you just ask around, you know. And every time if you hear the testimony, you know.
每一次我们听一些见证，我们就会知道。
We have patients, we have brothers or sisters who are suffering terminal cancer. Doctor declare is hopeless, only have few weeks to live.
那我们有些弟兄姐妹们，医生已经说是没救了，就是生癌症，快要离世了。
That was our Bell, right? Brother Bell, stand up, raise your hand, and let everybody see you.
我们还有阿彪弟兄。
That's the most recent living miracle.
就是一个我们最近的一个活的见证。
That doctor proclaimed there's no hope.
因为医生已经宣告是没希望的。
But God allowed him to live.
可是神却让他活下来。
Right, we have sister Wang Yu. Sister Wang Yu, raise your hand. So let all of our brother and sister see you.
我们还有黄宇姐妹坐在后面那边。
Yeah, last year this time she was dying. She was deteriorating in the hospital.
在去年的今天。他的生命也是在危险当中。
It's a very rare form of very acute, very serious cancer.
一个很稀有的一种癌症。
About But God allowed her to still living here. Now the hair already growing back and the baby is getting bigger.
现在他也神让他活下来，现在你看他的头发也慢慢长多起来了。
We have babies when was born having some kind of abnormality, missing something in the bone, but God allowed the baby to move very, very actively and normally.
那有些小孩一生下来可能是啊、就是缺乏了某些啊、关节，可是神还是让他健康的活下来。
We have sister who go through car accident, the car all destroyed.But God saved her life.
我们有一些姐妹，有一个姐妹，她的车遇到车祸，整个车都毁坏了，可是她还是活下来。
We have brother who have very, very, very rare disease. The doctor even don't know what happened with his immune system.
我们有弟兄，他有一个病，这种病呢是很奇怪的，连医生也不能够说是什么病。
But the whole church pray.
可是教会为他一直祷告。
And the body get back the strength.
然后身体就慢慢好起来。
You can count on and on and on. If you write a book of TJC member testimony in Toronto, it will be so thick.
如果我们就是写一本书写关于在多伦多教会信徒的所有的恩典，那这本书肯定是非常的厚。
We have brothers who still have cancer.But God allowed them to even have cancer in the body, but still is alive today.
我们有些弟兄虽然他们身上现在到今天还有癌症，可是神却让他们能够继续活着。
God's grace is sufficient.
所以神的恩典是足够的。
So even we are not those one of those dramatic testimony.
虽然我们的这些见证不是一些
很戏剧性的
见证。
But in your life, I'm sure you have experienced some kind of God's protection and God's guidance.
可是无论如何，我相信在你们的生命里面、生活上，肯定会有神的保护，会有神的带领。
Even I myself,
甚至是我自己。
Few months ago, I was driving, going to a truth seeker's house.
几个月前开车去找一位慕道朋友。
She lives in North York. I have to pick her up.
要去这个 North York 去载他。
And in front of the red light, I stop.
那在这个红灯前，我车停下来了。
And besides me, there's also another car. The car is turning left.
那在我旁左边有一辆车要做左转。
Usually my style is when there's red green light, I'll just step on the gas as much as I can and just don't lose 1 second. I'll just go ahead and be the first one to be going.
通常呢，我的方式就是一看到有绿灯，我就会踩油门，然后车就走了。
But that moment, I don't know what I was thinking. I was delaying. I was thinking of something else. I was delaying 2 seconds.
可是，在那个时候，不知道为什么，我却迟了2秒钟。
And then when I was about to put on the accelerator,
当我快要踩这个油门的时候
，And then a car traveling like at least 60 or 70 kilometers run his red light and just in front of me.
可是却有一辆车就是冲这个红灯。车速大约是60到70公里，这样从我面前冲过去。
If I had accelerated my habit before, just go on the right, go when the lights turn red, turn green, I'll be hit like a T-bone.
那如果我像我一贯的作风，就是一看到绿灯就踩油门的话，肯定我会冲到前面，然后被他撞上。
Because the car left of me blocked my vision. I didn't know any car coming.
因为我左边的那部车挡住了我的视线，我看不到有车在冲红灯。
It was daytime, 11 o'clock. There's no car on the street, just us.
当时是早上11点钟，是路上也没有其他车，只有我们这两三辆车。
It's not midnight. Somebody get drunk and drive around a red light. It's daytime.
也不是说在凌晨晚上没有有人就喝醉酒，都没有，不是这个事情。
That 1 or 2 seconds.
就只是那差一两秒。
If I got hit,
如果被撞到
，because the church car has no side airbag.
因为我们的车是没有旁边是没有那个气袋的。
It's not like your BMW or Benz, right? Sometimes some of you have a nice side airbag, right? But the church car, the Corolla is very thin, no side airbag. If I hit T-bone like this, I'm driving seat finish.
因为这个教会的这一部 Toyota Corolla, 它是车的两旁是没有那个气袋的，是。不像那种名贵车，所以如果被撞上，就很可能会遭受到很大的创伤了。
Protection for me better than an airbag, better than any luxurious car.
可是神的保护比一切的期待更好。
But I just thank God, God allowed me to live.
可是感谢神，神让我活下来。
I'm sure not only me, every one of you have some kind of. If you think back, something happened in the past. If not because of God, you are not here today.
我相信不只是我一个人。其实如果我们回想一下在我们过去的生活里面， 大大小小的事，肯定有神的恩典
来帮助。But he redeemed your life from the pit.
因为神从这个死亡的那个边缘中把我们救出来。
How many brothers and sisters have experienced?
弟兄姐妹们，有多少人有这样子的体验
？Everyone.If you think,
如果我们深深的去思想，肯定是每一个人都有这样子的体验。
Even in as a church, TJC Toronto in 69 F Sunrise Avenue,
即使是在这个69号 Sunrise 我们这里的教会。
You know, last year, this time in about two years ago,
大约在两年前，也是差不多这一段时间。
There was before the spiritual convocation.
也是在这个灵恩会之前。
Some of our brothers, they were paving, they're repairing the asphalt on the road, on the driveway outside.
那有一些弟兄姐妹们，他们正在外面那个车道上做一些修理。
And then when they were doing that job, they were talking. We were some strange smell. Do you smell anything strange?
当他们在做这个事情的时候，他们却嗅到一些奇怪的味道。
Oh, they say, yeah, kind of gas smell. What is it?
他们嗅到就是一些气体的味道。
And then they look around, try to find the source of the smell of the gas.
然后他们就想去寻找一下这个味道是从哪里来的。
There's no other possible place except the pipe which is outside on the right on the chapel. The yellow pipe.
应该是没有什么地方可以寻找到。最大可能性呢，就是教会外面那个黄色的那一条气管。
That was the main gas inlet that coming to the church.
那就是煤气进入教会的主要那个管道。
So quite a few days ago, then we call the gas company, send the workers to come to inspect.
然后就打电话给这个煤气公司，叫他们找人来检查一下。
And then, wow, discover really confirm this.Gas leakage.
那就证实了，就是那个煤气管呢有这个漏气。
It's not even a very small leakage, but it's quite big.
不是一个小小的漏气，而是一个很大的漏气。
So send another batch of worker to do repair job.
所以他们就派了他们另一批人来做这个修理的工作。
Close all the main switch and then dig it out and dig the old pipe out.
就是把这个总管关掉，然后。把整条管就是挖出来。
Guess what we saw?
我们看到什么呢
？When they take up the old pipes, all rotten, all rusted.
当他们把整个气管从地上挖出来以后，就看到原来整个气管都已经生锈腐烂了。
And the part which is underground is all leaking, all badly rusted.
那么在这个地底下都是完全的腐烂。
We can even peel it off like a potato chips.
都已经脱下来，好像那些薯片那样。
哇 ！And of course, they say, "Wow, they want us. This is a very serious incident."
其实这是一件非常严重的事情。
哇 ！But thank God, it was discovered.
可是感谢神，我们却发现了这一个问题，及早发现。
Usually, it's not easy to discover a leakage which is outside.
很多时候在外面的这样子的漏气是很难发现的。
Because usually, when we come into the church, we spend less than 2 seconds or 1 second from the car to walk in, right? We will not stay there.
很多时候我们进入教会都很少，是花时间会站在那一边，我们都会直接进入教会。
But on that day, a few brothers and sisters, they helping the church, preparing the asphalt outside, and they smell it.
可是，在那天，就是有一些弟兄姐妹们在那边修理这个车道，然后他们就嗅到了这个煤气的味道。
The gas company told us.
然后那个煤气公司告诉我们
，If this was not repaired, if anything explode, that your church will go to the headline in the news.
他说：“如果这个事情没有被修理好，那如果发生意外，那你整间教会明天就上新闻头条了。
”You know what happened? I think a few weeks or a month before that incident, a few weeks or 1 month before that incident of the leakage discovered.
在我们还没有发现这个煤气管这个问题的前几个星期
，I saw someone. It's not our member. I saw some visitor smoking outside near that area.
有看到有人不是我们教会的信徒，就刚好是在那个地点上吸烟。
Because our church we have visitors, right? Sometimes they need to take a cigarette break, they have to smoke outside.
因为有时候会有一些
family members
到访者带我们来到我们教会，有时他们 在空闲时间会跑去教会外面吸烟的。
I remember I saw someone smoking outside near that spot.
我记得我曾经看过有人就是在还没有发现这个煤气管漏气之前就在那个地点 在那边抽烟。
Not many times, I saw it one time.
不是很多次，我是看过有一次。
But one time is enough.
可是那已经足够了。
For an accident to happen.
如果那一次可能也会发生意外。
Thank God for protecting us.
可是感谢神保护了我们。
Many things happen in our life.
所以在我们生命里面，其实发生了很多的事情。
Sometimes you complain.
有时候我们做投诉。
Why is me?
为什么是我呢
？Why it happened?
为什么这事情发生呢
？Why God didn't take care of me?
为什么神没有保护我呢
？Well, why you are complaining? God looked down from heaven.
当神从天上看着你的时候，神却在说你为什么在投诉呢
？Sometimes God said, "If not because of my protection, things could have turned even worse."
神会跟你说，如果不是我保护你，你所遭遇的会更糟糕。
Right? Just because I love you, I already protect you.
因为我爱你，所以我已经保护了你。
And if anything I allow it to happen, there must be a reason.
那当然，神让一些事情发生在你身上是有他的原因的。
Well, maybe for us to wake up, it's a wake up call.
很可能就是给我们一个警告。
Right, if we didn't take care of our body, then when our health change, you have to wake up.
比如说，我们没有好好照顾自己的身体，当我们健康有所改变的时候，就是一个警告。
If we don't maintain the building, when things start to rot, start to have accident, that will be serious.
那如果我们没有好好维修这整个建筑物，那当有这个意外发生的时候，就是一个严重的意外。
So God always already help us.
所以神其实已经正在帮助我们。
If not because of His protection, things could have been even worse.
如果没有他的保护，我们所遭遇的肯定会更加糟糕。
So today we have to just thank God because we are still here.
所以今天我们能够继续的留在这里，我们必须要感谢神。
But how long more can we be here? We don't know.
可是我们能够存活在世上，在有多长时间呢？我们却不知道。
Few days ago in New Jersey, there was a very, very serious train crash accident.
那几天前在新泽西有这一个很严重的这个火车意外。
Many people like you and me waiting for train in the morning rush hour.
一大早，很多人就好像你我那样，在这个月台上等车。
The train didn't stop, didn't slow down, and approaching the station, smash into the train station.
那个火车当它靠近月台的时候，却没有停下来，就是直直的撞上这个月台。
Injured more than 100 people.
100多人受伤。
And there was one lady who was killed by the debris, just struck by the debris.
那所跌下来的碎片刚好打到一个女人，把她打死了。
She was not struck by the train.
她并不是被车撞死
，She was not in the train，
也不在车里面
，But she was struck by a debris which fall from nowhere. We don't know where.
可是却是被那些掉下来的碎片打死。
Who knows? Our life will end.
谁会想到生命会如此的终结呢
？Today, if you are still here，
所以今天如果我们还活着
，This is the blessing that God has given you.
这就是神给我们的恩典。
This is the chance that God has given you.
这也是神给我们的机会。
So that we can continue to seek Him.
直到我们可以继续的寻找神。
Verse 5,
第五节。
Who satisfy your desire with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagle?
诗篇103篇第五节，他用美物使你所愿得得以自足，以致你如因返老还童。
This is another God's grace. Every day we have to think.
这也是我们每天需要去思想的神的恩典。
He used good things to satisfy you, satisfy your life, your desire.
他用美物让我们满足。
What is good things?
什么是这些美物呢
？The things that you need.
就是我们所需要的。
When I look around our member, our church member, really, I just conclude from the Bible. This is a conclusion in the Bible.
那我们。
Conclusion from the Bible, 圣经的结论就是。
在我们看看我们的信徒，我们就看到这是圣经的结论。
I look around the member, I never see one family lacking anything.
我看看我们的信徒，没有一个家庭是缺乏的。
I know many family members when they came here many years ago, they were struggling.
我知道很多家庭，当他们很多年前来到这个地方的时候，他们都是挣扎求存。
Didn't have a job.
很可能是没有一个工作。
Didn't have a stable job.
没有一个稳定的工作。
Didn't have a house.
没有一个。家
Even don't have a car, they have to take transit to come to church.
甚至是没有车，需要搭公车来到教会。
But look at our members.
可是今天我们再看看我们的信徒。
God has blessed every family.
我们看看我们的信徒，每一个家庭都得到神的祝福。
They have jobs.
他们有工作。
They have place to stay.
他们有一个居住的地方。
Some of us even own more than one house.
有些人甚至有拥有超过一间的房子。
In the past, you were renting, but now you have a rental property.
以前是租房，向别人租房，可是现在却有房出租。
In the past, you take TTC, but now you're driving to the church.
以前是搭公车，现在却是开车。
In the past, you were struggling.
以前是挣扎求存。
But now you're thinking, where should I go vacation?
可是现在呢，却在想着我怎么样要去哪里旅行。
In the past, we don't even have much money left.
以前没有多少钱留下来。
But now you're thinking of how do I spend my money?
现在却打算要怎么样去花钱。
God loves us so much, so He always provides what we need.
神爱我们那么多，他永远供给给我们所需要的。
I look at Toronto Church, God really bless our member physically tremendously.
从多伦多教会的信徒，我们可以看到神在我们的物质的生活上真的是大大的祝福了我们。
But at the meantime, think about ourselves. After we have all this, do we love God more than before?
可是我们要去思想一下，我们拥有了这一切以后，我们会爱神更多吗？
God has already satisfied our desire.
神已经满足了我们的需求。
But have you satisfied His desire?
可是你却有满足神的要求吗？
What is God's desire?
神的要求是什么？
God's desire is you just draw closer to Him.
神所要求的就是你更亲近他而已。
Just like a father and mother when they are aging, what is their wish?
就好像父母当他们年老，他们要求的是什么？
They want to see you more often.
他们要求的就是能够见你更多。
They want you to talk to him.
他们要求是你跟他们更多的讲话。
They want you to spend more time with them.
要求你花更多时间跟他们在一起。
God gave us all the things that we desire.
现在神已经赐给我们拥有一切了。
But do we fulfill God's desire?
我们有没有去满足神的要求？
By living a holy life.
有过一个圣洁的生活。
Put him first in our life.
在我们生活上把神摆在第一。
And 20 years already.
20年过去。
Our home is getting bigger and more beautiful.
我们的家，我们的房子变得越来越大，越来越漂亮。
But we have to look at one aspect. Does our church getting more beautiful?
可是我们看看我们的教会是否变得越来越漂亮呢？
This is the thing we have to think about ourselves.
这是我们需要扪心自问的。
First, physically.
第一点就是从物质上来说
，This church has been used physically, right, for 20 years.
这间教会已经用了20年了。
If you look in details, many things are very old.
如果我们仔细看看每样东西，其实都已经很陈旧。
Look up, look down, look sideways, you see that actually many things are very old already.
我们向上下左右看看，会发现这个教会已经很陈旧。
Just like if your house already you live there for 20 years, never done any major renovation, this is an old house.
就好像你自己的房子，你住在那边二十年，什么都没做，你就发现你的房子已经很陈旧了。
But most of our houses are very new, very beautiful.
可是我们大多数人，我们的家其实都还是很新的。
New carpet, new sofa, new painting.
我们会买新的沙发、
new、
新的地毯，
right?
会盖这个新的
I went to some of your house even have new coffee machine. Wow.
有些人买新的这个咖啡机。
New toilet.
新的厕所。
New TV.
新的电视机。
Wow. I really thank God. God bless all of you.
真的感谢神，神祝福我们很多。
But this is the house of God.
可是这是神的家。
This has been 20 years.
这已经二十年了。
We should think that how can I make the church more beautiful?
我们需要去想想，要怎么让这个教会变得更加漂亮。
What can I do? What can I offer? What can a church do to make the church more beautiful?
我能够做什么？我能够奉献什么，让这个教会变得更漂亮？
是啊，because people come in, they didn't see God.
因为人来到这教会，他们没有看到神。
Because God is invisible.
因为神是看不见的。
But first, they see what is the situation of the place, what is the status of the place that people worship God.
可是他们第一眼会看到说，这个敬拜神的地方是一个怎么样的地方
？Is it well maintained?
是一个维修的很好的地方吗
？Is it clean?
是一个干净的地方吗
？Always the best quality, the things that the people can use.
所用的东西都是最好的吗？
To reflect that the people's hearts.
来反映那些人的心思。
Is it tidy?
这教会是整洁的吗
？You know, sometimes you look at go to the cathedral or something, right? Even though they have a lot of idol inside.
有时候我们去到那些天主教堂，虽然有很多的偶像在里
面。It's not according to the Bible.
不是按照圣经所
说的。But when you go inside, you know, if the chapel is very decent, you have the feeling of, oh, I have to be quiet. I have to worship God. I have to really calm myself down here.
当我们进入这些教堂的时候，因为它整个教堂都弄到很庄严，你进去你就会觉得说，哦，我来到这个地方，我要安静，我要严肃。
It is in the past how people build church.
这就是以前的人他们如何去建造这个教会。
Through material, they show the respect to God.
借着他们这个建筑物，让人进去就会觉得有一种严肃、需要尊敬神的感觉。
Today is the same.
今天也是如此。
Our church,
我们的教会
，True Jesus Church,
真耶稣教会
，20 years here already here.
我们已经在这里20年了。
We have to ask God to help us to make it more beautiful.
我们需要祈求神，让我们能够把这教会弄得更加的漂亮。
But most important is.The spiritual church.
而最重要的是我们的属灵的教会。
Is your heart more beautiful than before?
你的心是不是比以前更加的美丽呢
？Because the real church, the real temple is inside.
因为我们真正的教会是在我们心里面。
After you believe Jesus for I don't know how many years, whatever how many years, right? 10-20 years.
你相信主已经不知道多少年了，可能10年、20年。
Are you more beautiful?
你是不是一个更加美丽的基督徒呢
？Wow, more gentle.
更加温柔呢
In the past, you keep blowing out, losing temper. But now, wow, you control yourself.
之前你是一个脾气非常暴躁的人，可是现在已经能够控制自己的脾气。
Thank God, you are more beautiful.
那感谢神，你已经更加美丽了。
In the past, you are very selfish.
之前是一个非常自私的。
You only think about yourself.
常常就是非常自我。
But after some years believing in Jesus Christ,
可是在耶稣基督里面过了很多年以后
，your heart filled with love.
现在心里面充满爱。
You always care about other people and helping other people.
常常都会关心别人，常常都会想去帮助别人。
Hey, your church more beautiful.
这样子教会，你的教会就是更加的美丽。
In the past, you always complain.
之前常常不断的投诉。
But now you always praise God.
可是现在却不断的感谢神。
You always say thank you. Oh, appreciation to the people around you.
常常对周围的人都觉得非常的非常的感恩。
So verse 5 tells us God satisfies our desire with good things.
所以第五节告诉我们，神用美物让我们得以饱自足。
This good thing is not your houses, your new car, anything only.
这些美物不单只是你的家、你的车、你所拥有的东西。
This good things is the transformation in your life.
这些美物其实也是你的生命的改变。
Is so that your youth is renewed like the eagles.
好让你如鹰返老还童。
Brother and sister, are you renewed every day?
弟兄姐妹们，你是否有每天都有更新呢？
If every day we are renewed like eagle,
我们是否每天都如老鹰更新呢
？Well, it will be different.
那就不一样了。
You know the eagle, according to some animal specialists, they observe the way they change, they grow.
有一些动物学的学者，他们对老鹰做了这些这样子的研究。
Up to the certain age,
当老鹰活到某个年龄的时候
，they will start to lose the old feather.
他们的那些旧的老的羽毛将会慢慢失去脱落。
And then one by one, they will fall down.
那这些旧的老的羽毛脱落。
So the old eagle will not go anywhere. At that time, they will be hiding in the nest.
那这个时候，这个老鹰呢？这个老的老鹰呢，将要躲藏起来了。
Because they cannot fly properly.
因为它已经不能够好好的高飞。
It look ugly.
而且看呢也很丑。
So they have to hide in the nest.
所以呢，这个老鹰就会躲在这个巢里面。
At some point, it's almost losing most of the feather.
那到某一个时段，差不多它身上的羽毛都会完全脱落。
But our Creator God is a special God.
可是我们创造万物的神却是一个奇妙的神。
After a long time, you allow the eagle to grow some new feather.
他也同时让这个老鹰再重新长出新的羽毛。
When the time is ugliest, is weakest, is more vulnerable,
当这个老鹰是最丑、最脆弱的时候
，new feather came out.
那这个时候就是新羽毛长出来的
时候。And after a long time, when they get all the new feathers,
当它的所有的羽毛都慢慢长完了以后，
strong and tight,
而且也非常的强硬的时候
，and the eagle knew that it's time for him to fly again.
这个时候，老鹰就知道，这时是它重新高飞的时候。
It can fly higher.
它能够飞得更高。
Further.
更远。
Stronger.
更强。
And just like a new and young eagle.
就好像一个年轻的鹰一样。
By that time, he's not that young anymore. But the feather is young. The wing is strong.
虽然年龄上已经不年轻，可是它的羽毛却是新的。
Brother and sister, if you believe in Lord Jesus Christ for a while.
弟兄姐妹们，如果你在耶稣基督里面相信已经一段时间
，Have you allow yourself to transform in Christ Jesus？
你有没有让自己在耶稣基督里面更新呢
？Has the new feather grow out？
你的新的羽毛有没有长出来呢
？You have new prospect in life。
你对于生命有不同的看法呢
？You have new joy。
你有对于生命有新的喜乐吗
？You have new strength。
你有更新的这个力量吗
？20 years in Toronto Church。
在多伦多教会20年过去。
I don't know how many of you are the original member here.
不知道多少人是以前的，都二十年前还在，已经是在这里的。
Some of us are here 20 years.
有些人他们二十年前已经在这个教会了。
Some of us believe in Jesus elsewhere more than 20 years.
有些人他是在别的地方相信耶稣基督来的。
It's time for us to grow.
现在是我们成长的时候。
New feather.
我们要长出新的羽毛。
Renewed his strength like an eagle.
要如鹰返老还童。
And God will continue to guide us in this journey dripped with abundance.
那在这一条充满滴满自由的路径上，神会继续的带领我们。
Let's sing hymn 394.
我们唱诗394首。